This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.
Hi, this is Leon and I'm here with Gianluca. Gianluca, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your story to begin with.
Yes, thank you. I'm Gianluca Vagnarelli. I'm Italian and I'm the founder of iStrategies. iStrategies is a startup company based in Italy that I founded in 2018. And it's a company that develops research and innovation projects, especially in the field of education and higher education. I have been a lecturer and researcher for more than 10 years in the Italian university. And at a certain point, I need to do education in a different way. So iStrategies has been the way through which I try to innovate more in learning, in research, and having fun too, I have to say.
Very good. This brings us to the topic of another interesting project you're working on, that Momentum are working with you on. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Data Visual project?
Yes, Data Visual is a project in which we try to provide to vet organizations skills related to data visualization, because we are experiencing a data revolution, because this is a digitalization process. We have a huge amount of data that every day are produced. So we need to manage this data also in the communication phase. At a certain point, we have to be able to communicate effectively this data if we want that this data revolution can spread to everyone, can reach every citizen. We have to be able to clearly communicate this data. So data storytelling is the instrument through which you can do it, because give you skills on how to effectively synthesize your huge amount of data in a message that can be understandable for all, not only for the expert in the communication. If I can quote an example, very basic, during the pandemic in Italy, every day the government provided data about the evolution of the pandemic. But the way in which the government did it was not so effective. So this reduced the possibility to the people, to the citizens, to really understand the dynamic, the evolution of the pandemic, because data were not so well communicated. So this is an example on how important is data storytelling, not only for professionals, but for citizens, for our democracy.
Exactly. We heard something about a gamification activity that you have developed with Cultural Heritage. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. And myself and Ivan, we are responsible for the web development in Momentum. And it's a term that we come across a fair bit with building websites and online learning systems. So we're looking at various different plugins to make it interesting and fun to learn content. So if you could tell us a bit about that, please.
Yes, sure. Our company, one of the main projects we are implementing is a research and development project on culinary heritage for local wine companies, because our region is rich, Marche region is rich in wine and food. So we started organizing a guided tour for adults and students in the last years. But at a certain point, we realized that if the traditional guided tour work very well with adults, this didn't work so well for students, because students need some more engaging, more dynamic, more fun in some way. For this reason, we developed a gamified guided tour that is a case study for some tourism faculties, for example in Germany or in Spain, in which student can experience our regional context through a series of authentic stories we collected and we selected on the criteria that through this story you can really understand some crucial identity element of the context. For example, you can understand through these real stories what was the condition of the women in our region under this rural civilization through which we lived in the past, or other stories like this. And we experienced that it works very well, thanks mostly to the fact that these are authentic stories, so really collected on the place with the real people. So students are really interested to impressed by the fact that the story is not fiction but is non-fiction, because someone in person, you know, really lived that experience.
Sure.
So to conclude the gamification, it's a game in which a different group of students compete answering questions. So it's not so complicated, very simple structure. It's open air game, but it works.
Very good. Authentic stories leads me nicely onto my final question. Mark mentioned ChatGPT early on. Not so authentic stories, but it's quite hard to tell the difference, apparently. From what I've seen, what's your very general opinion on ChatGPT?
Yes, ChatGPT, I think it's could be perceived as a danger on one side, because we see in this the risk of the automatization and the fact that the human will disappear through these tools. But at the same time, I think it's an opportunity. An opportunity is not only because this can facilitate our work. I think, for example, the fact that ChatGPT is able to write story, if you give a good instruction, standard story, I have to say. But it's an opportunity in the sense that I think ChatGPT push us in investing more in the creativity, you know, because this is something that cannot be substituted by the machine and the process of automatization. So I think thanks to this technology, we have the opportunity to become more human, more humanistic than we are. So I think this will be the future crucial skill for students, because this is something that cannot be automatized. The fact that you are someone who is creative, who is able to think in a different way, to be able to exercise your critical thinking. So for this, I used to say to students, you should not read a book like How to Make Money, but you should read, if you want to become more competitive in the future, French philosopher or philosophy, not only because it's more interesting, but also because this is the crucial element that will be present in the future, in our future.
It'll be interesting to see where ChatGPT goes. We might need some system that can recognize whether something is real or fake. Maybe that can be part of ChatGPT as well. That's all the questions I have. I meant to ask you at the start how long you're here for. Is this your first time in Ireland?
No, it's my third time. I've been in Dublin in the past during the summer, and for a month for an English course when I was young.
Very good. First time in Leitrim, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm in Italy in June in Rome for a week. That'll be my first time in Italy. Can't wait. Been trying to get there for years.
I hope you will have the opportunity to visit also our region, Marche region, that is, not so well known at abroad, but it's a really interesting region.
Where is that exactly?
It's in the central Italy, but in the east coast, so near the Adriatic Sea.
Right, very good. I'll look out for it. Thanks very much, Gianluca.
You're welcome, and thanks to Momentum for your always interesting initiatives.
This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.